This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Pete Hartman, who is the operations manager at 91.3 KUAF. Pete, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Do you make resolutions?
No, I don't. Our membership director and I just now, Lee Wood, just came up with one that we actually are going to do. And that is, instead of walking across the street and bringing over our lovely drink in a prefab cup, we're taking our own cups.
There you go.
I mean, that's
little steps. You bet. Usually you spend a few minutes with us on Monday telling us some of the things that are happening in the area and happening on the station. I hope that is the case again this Monday.
Indeed it is. I thought first we'd talk about this week's Sunday special, what we loosely call the hour at 3 p.m. on most Sundays, where we get to offer kind of one-offs.
Limited series.
Exactly.
Right.
This Sunday, 3 p.m., a special called LBJ's War, Vietnam War. I know there's a lot of different lectures taking place next month or so on this topic. And they took on this hour from the perspective of a president who started out with so much promise and how his image really has been
tarnished
with the Vietnam War, and specifically, I guess, some of this information that's come out relatively recently that the administration knew that the unwinnable war, all of that. So that should be interesting, interesting hour, Sunday at 3 p.m. A couple of different things taking place this week. If you were to look at the community calendar, you might see a few of these. Art Ventures.
Just on the square on Fayetteville.
The square. It used to be known as Fayetteville Underground. It's Art Ventures now. They're in the same spot. They're hosting a performance by the Haiga Duo. Okay. This is internationally known Chicago-based musicians Jason Chen and Eric Hollander. Viola and accordion. And they specialize in adapting literary and poetic forms into music. Musical composition. So that might be something neat to look into. Again, that's Friday evening, starts at 6. For more, search Art Ventures on Facebook. Next Monday, that's January 15th, you can honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with Tricycle Farm's 5th annual National Day of Service. They have this tagline, make it a day on instead of a day off. There's going to be activities from noon to 4 on the farm, plus the annual stone soup, and that's a community meal. You can check out more at the Tricycle Farms Facebook page. And if you tuned in this morning, you may have heard our community spotlight featuring Robert Ginsburg. He was talking about the Northwest Arkansas Jazz All-Stars. That's a traditional big band composed of high school students. And what they do is, through auditions, they take about 38 to 40 of these high school students, and they go through the whole process of jazz. They work with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, some of the finest jazz musicians in the area, and they get to record in a studio when they're all done. It's just a really cool thing. And the reason we're talking about it is because the registration ends on the 17th.
Which is a week from Wednesday.
That's right. So if you would want to know more about that, just go to waltonartscenter.org. Community spotlight. As I said, we heard about the Jazz All-Stars from Robert earlier today. We're going to later this week preview the Ozark Mountain Music Festival with help from Dylan Hoff and Elena Blake. They'll be performing, and that's coming up next weekend.
Osmo Moo, as the regulars call it.
I love it. The Osmo Moo, yeah. So we'll hear from them a little later.
And I just want to point out that's an all indoor music festival. It's in January, but don't worry.
Does it get cold January in Eureka?
Oh, I can.
staying with Community Spotlight, we won't hear from these folks this week, but I'm going to do something a little different. Stepping outside the Nancy Blair Operation Studio to take the microphone on the road, if you will, we're actually going to talk with Dan Robinson of Fayetteville Public Television and get to tour the studio. I haven't been up there in decades. And they really do offer this community some great stuff. We're going to talk about what they do. So that's I'm interested to get into that. Olivia Sordo, a jewelry maker here in Fayetteville, we're going to talk about her latest thing, a group called Free Geek.
Yeah, we had them on Ozarks at Large last month.
Well, then you know a little bit about it. I'm interested to talk to her. It sounds really interesting. In a nutshell, making computer jewelry, recycled pieces, but proceeds also go into helping nonprofits in the area. So
that's right.
Going to hear from them.
You're going to be busy this week.
You know what? It's about time. It was you get that kind of low
that holiday
part.
Rust.
We're back, and yeah.
And then LBJ's War is Sunday afternoon at 3 on 91.3.
That is correct.
Thank you, Peter.
All right.